礼节美语。
陈豪在美国 ABC 公司工作，他经常要用电子邮件和公司内外的人联系。今天他见到了一个不认识的英文词，所以就去请教美籍华人 Mary。
Hey Mary， 我知道 etiquette 这个词的意思是礼节礼貌，可是什么叫 netiquette 呀？N-E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E
Netiquette 是人们新创造的一个词儿，意思是网上礼节，也就是 good behavior on the internet。
网上还有礼节啊？ Why don't you give me an example?
比如说吧，你最好不要全用大写来写 email。 If you type in all capital letters, people would think you are shouting your message。
哦，怪不得那天销售部的 Robert 问我 Why did you yell at me? 可有的人给我写 email 啊，全用小写，那什么意思啊？ Whisper? 说悄悄话？
No， 那天财务部的 Kevin 不是给我们俩写的 email 都用小写吗？全用小写一般是不正式的， like chatting with your friends。
Email 本身就是不正式的。
That's true, but that doesn't mean you can ignore appropriate netiquette. 我得去开个会，午饭的时候再接着谈好吗？
Fine, see you at the cafeteria at 12 p.m.
哟，陈豪，你怎么吃那么快呀？
我刚才真是饿死了。不过我还想知道还有哪些网上礼节啊？
首先啊，在你送出 email 之前 check if there are mistakes such as spelling, grammar, punctuation, and word choice. If your email is sloppy, you will be perceived as sloppy and disrespectful to the recipients.
我有两次啊，发 email 给客户的时候忘了附件了，几个客户马上回 email 问我 what attachment?
是啊，一旦 email 发出去以后，你就没有办法收回了。发现错误以后，最好的办法就是纠正错误，再重新发一次。你应该在 subject line 里面写 corrected version with attachment included。
下次啊，我一定这样做。
最好的办法是不要出这样的错。
Before you hit the send button, check your spelling, grammar, punctuation, and word choice. Sloppiness gives people a bad impression and is disrespectful to others. When mistakes are found,Correct them and resend the email. Typing in all capital letters seems like you are shouting, while typing in all lower keys is like chatting with your friends.